Tennessee Ernie Ford there said he didn't know a chicken had nothing there but a wing and a little part that grows back on end. So that's about the way the us kids was there. We got just what was left.
By the way, did you ever pull a bone in the chicken?
Pull a bone.
Oh yeah.
You remember what
the one that got the shortest piece one was going to get married first, and if you put it up over the door, the first boy that went out of the door was going to be your husband, or if you was a boy, it was vice versa. The first girl that went under your bone was going to be your wife.
When you pulled it apart, the long piece having a name or the short piece?
Offhand, I never did.
Boy bone? Or
no. Now us boys I raised up around here, we had a saying that if you could walk, see these railroad joints are 33 feet. If you could walk 11 of them without falling off, the first girl you meet, that would be your sweetheart.
Well, we counted old gray mules. You count 10 when you get 10, and then the first boy that you saw.
Those are both new to me.
And that was hard to do, to walk 11 rails, especially in the hot summertime, barefooted, and without falling off. That was hard to do.
And take an apple and twist it, say your ABCs, and the letter that the stem came out on, that would be what your husband or wife's name would start with.
These are all new. I've never heard of them. You mentioned things that you put over the door. I don't think we mentioned horseshoes. Did we?
Lots of people used to put horseshoes over the door of the house, especially the entrance door, for good luck.
It's good luck.
Good luck.
It was, the open part down? Or
no, so the round part was up and the open part was down. Mm-hmm. That's the way I could see them hang.
I don't remember what it is.
Colored people mostly is hung to that superstition. However, there were some white that also went to it too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Did you ever play horseshoes?
Oh, what are you talking about, fella? Uh-huh. I saw we played back when we was a kid. Uh-huh. Now, the colored people there, we had four families that lived up here on top of the hill. And that was our game at dinner time, was us kids there would come in from the field. And we play horseshoes.
And did you call them horseshoes?
Yes, horseshoes.
Did we hear quoits?
No, sir.
Quats, quoits.
We always call them. We take an old orange steak and drive it down in the ground. We'd eat out holes with them horseshoes there. They would be half knee deep sometimes. No. But we'd just eat it out there.
How about shoeing a horse? Did you do that yourself?
No, sir, I never did. I have seen it done. And my daddy, he had a mare that he would take over here to a blacksmith, and he would shoe him, and I have seen it done, but to do it myself, I have not.
And
I have trimmed a horse, the work mules that we had here, I have trimmed their hooves there many a time. In other words, when they're just like a fingernail, they grow out and they come and split. And we had a sharp thing there. It was, what did we call it? And where is that thing, Pay? Hoof trimmer, what we call it? We'd take your mule.
Yes, is that John the shop?
No, it ain't neither. I catch your leg and bring his mule up there, bring his friend up there, and then take me a knife and prag out the dirt there was in there, so where I could see where I was cutting, because you got a ring right around there, and don't get below that ring, cut up to that ring. Because if you get beyond that ring around there, it's quicker your finger there, it'd be into the quick and they'll limp.